The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It's time to share. So I'll share and you listen, because radio's like that. Truth is, besides music, I'm a car nut. Not of the plastic eggs clogging our transportation arteries today. I'm crazy for muscle cars, sports cars, and hot rods from the past, when they were made out of genuine steel and rubber, and you didn't need a degree in computer science to fix them. I have a mechanic who's a carburetor whisperer. Now that is a lost art. My ride was built in 1971. It guzzles gas like a fish with a drinking problem, but it's okay, because I live on a transit line, and I only take it out on sunny Sundays. Now, I also consider myself an environmentalist, and I know what you're thinking. Oh, the hypocrisy. But hear me out. Classic cars actually have a small carbon footprint due to their minimal usage and fully amortized manufacturing carbon emissions. I should know. I Googled it. Speaking of carbon, today's supercars aren't even made of steel or plastic anymore. It's all carbon fiber, which is extremely light, extremely strong, and, it turns out, extremely toxic to our environment. So much so, the European Union wants to ban the use of carbon fiber altogether. Citing these facts, composite carbon takes 14 times more energy to make compared with steel. It can't be melted down and reused like other materials. And it has to be superheated to recover, releasing several hazardous gases in the process. It can be shredded, but only a small amount of the material is recoverable. And chemically? You can guess how plant-friendly that approach is. These revelations are going to be tough on the auto industry, which already is beleaguered by Trump's trade war. My best advice to car nuts who want to save the planet? Buy old, love it, and keep it for as long as you can. Some relationships stand the test of time. How you doing? I'm Cal Cote. English artist John Miles sang, "Music is my first love and it will be my last." So let's get into it. The band that invented Zam Rock from Zambia follows up 2023 smash release Zango with Queenless King for 2025. Here's the title track. It's Witch from World Beat Canada Radio.
Fire! misma, la candela destruye y renueva. En el cielo habitan muchas posibilidades, más de las que nuestros ojos ven. Si amanece oscuro, puede ser. Encontraron virgen y volcán. Desde tu vientre nazco, entre tus faldas crezco, sobre tus nieves bailamos. Desde tus aguas bebo, entre tus manos vivo, frente a tus ojos reinamos. La virgen se encuentra entre las frutas.
Reimagining the folk rhythms of Ecuador with a glitchy charango, that is Grecia Alban and Virgen y Volcán. Something about a virgin and a volcano? Sounds familiar. Which before that with Queenless King. Here is Teke Teke. They're a Montreal-based Japanese psych rock septet. Can't believe this is the first time I've heard of them. Really interesting stuff. Check out Setagaya Koya from Teke Teke on World Beat Canada Radio.
Yeah.
Things I love about global music, you never know where it might originate. From Montreal, a Japanese psych rock septet, that is Teke Teke from a brand new album that was Setegaya Koya. Tamar Ayana and Ventanus have a brand new album. It's called Azadi. And we have Elvisa, a Sephardic flamenco piece inspired by Iran's women's movement. Stick around, you've discovered World Beat Canada Radio. Keeping time with the beat of the world. I'm Kel Coat.
no, no.
Jangan
The new album is called Aduna, infused with Caribbean zouk and Angolan kizomba. That is Sheikh Ibrahim Tham with Jam Jam. It's available on Kumbancha Records, the label founded by Jacob Edgar, who, along with Dan Storper, the founder of Putumayo Records, have both found a permanent home for their physical CD collections, which is interesting. We'll talk more about that at a later date. Right now, time for your touch of the familiar. And we'll give this to the Satchel Ensemble, who are a group of musicians forced to play in secret under the strict Islamic regime of their home country, Pakistan, along with Sean Lennon, with a Nick Lowe tune that became famous under Elvis Costello. And it's one of my favorites. What's so funny? And really, in this day and age, what is so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
As I walk through